To the editor. In regards to the survey for residents along Highway 102, even though I am not a local resident along this highway, I should be given the right as a user of this roadway, 3 to 4 times a year, to express my thoughts as to the safety of those living along this route. I have seen some crazy actions conducted by commercial vehicle operators, and they were, as I would say in the safety world, close calls. Just west of the Lapanon store and services, a transport was passing another vehicle on a curve and it was foggy, November 2023. Another transport passing on a curve at Mud Lake, July 2023 raining. The biggest factor affecting the activity on this roadway is the fact that it is a shortcut to HWY 1117th Sistanen's Corner, and it cuts down on the hill climbing from Kakabeka Falls. In the transport industry, time, fuel is very important. My question is simple. What actions are being addressed from council in proposing a bylaw stating that it is mandatory for transports to use the Harbor Expressway bypass as it was initially intended and it is still HWY 1117th? I feel that the bypass, in all intent and purposes, is a waste of Ontarians' tax dollars, let alone the taxpayers from T-Bay, because something has been built to improve safety, yet who is enforcing this thing to show that this project was of value? I am hopeful that the ones who are requesting the comments put forward by the residents along this roadway, walk the walk and talk the talk. That old saying, if we build it, they will come, how much truth was behind the original plan for the bypass in the first place? Thank you. Gary Cater, Timmins, Aunt.